When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from Pitchels.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 12th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. I know it's late. I also lost an hour, and that messed me up a little bit, but I wanted to make sure I got to this because I feel there's just so much to talk about now. I can't just do it 3 days on Monday, so we got this. We have Kodai Senga scratched with discomfort on his right index finger. He's getting testing for it. Let's say he's on the IL. That's also Jose Quintana on the IL. That means the Mets have both David Peterson and Tylor Megill inside that rotation. But Tylor Megill hasn't been throwing as well as we saw this time last year. That's a little weird. But Peterson is a very sneaky strikeout play considering his slider was, 27% swing strike rate last year? Something very interesting to think about. But I'm sorry for those who have drafted Senga. It does feel like there's something going on here. You have discomfort in the right index finger generally means something with a nerve, which could mean something else. I'm a little worried about this right now. Marcus Stroman looks fine. Everything's good there. Julio Urias was 93.4 on his fastball, which is okay. It's not 92, which is good. We want it to be like 94, 95, but that's fine. He had 3 out of 9 change of whiffs, so that's a cool thing. Sandy Alcantara did not do well. 3.2 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 2 Ks. But his velocity was back to 98, and that's good. We like that. There's a little bit, I guess, of command stuff. Changeup was down fine. I mean, everything's fine there with Sandy. Don't worry about the 3 walks there. Martin Perez, speaking of command, oh boy, it was good. 3.1 innings, 4 Ks, 2 walks. Maybe there's a chance he can do another Vargas rule. I don't know. Don't completely rule it out, I guess, for your deeper, deeper leagues, but 12-teamers, of course not. Adam Wainwright, you can absolutely ignore. It's still down 2.5 ticks, and this was in the WBC, so yeah, he's actually trying to do well. He's not just slowly ramping up necessarily, right? So that's not good. Forrest Whitley, 2.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, 2 Ks. Why does that matter at all? Because he's fighting for the number 5 spot with Hunter Brown, and if Hunter Brown isn't doing great, well, maybe it's Whitley. But this isn't too impressive that would make me think he would jump him. Hunter Brown would really need to screw up, I think, at this point. Jack Flaherty, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, 2 Ks. I don't have any sort of whiff or velocity readings. It stinks because I really want to know with Flaherty, as I'm worried that his slider isn't as good as it used to be, and his velocity is still down, and it just kind of makes me irked with Flaherty at the moment. I'm not against it, but I like Lucas Giolito more at the moment, and Flaherty, to me, was kind of grouped in the same boat or tier as Giolito, and Giolito's going up, if you guys listened to yesterday's podcast, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Charlie Morton, 2.2 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 3 walks, 3 Ks. Again, I don't have really anything else to tell you. Seems fine to me. I know 3 walks, but really don't worry about it. Matt Manning, yeah, this isn't good. 3 innings, 5 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. I wonder if Matt Manning doesn't make the rotation. I'm assuming that his velocity was down again. Meanwhile, Joey Wentz, I believe, had increased velocity. He's been doing well. I wouldn't be shocked if Joey Wentz gets the number 5 spot for the Tigers, as there's no one else. It's Matthew Boyd and Lorenzen and Eduardo Rodriguez and Spencer Turnbull. And it was supposed to be Matt Manning, but Matt Manning is not good at the moment, and I wonder what the Tigers are going to do there. Noah Syndergaard, 4.1 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 4 Ks, but he's topping out at 94. Now, there is a report that the Dodgers have a lower gun, that is, it's a cold one, but still my understanding is that Noah Syndergaard is not recovering his velocity as we hoped, considering he went to driveline and is now a part of the Dodgers. It would make him to be like a 20% K-rate guy with hopefully good ratios, which is a Toby. Now, I watched some of it. I believe the changeup was the one. Yeah, the changeup was the one that was looking all right, but terrible camera angle. It's really hard to tell. I don't know. Maybe I'm overlooking this. The Dodgers guys that go on the Dodgers generally do better, and their BABIPs are generally lower because they do well on the defensive side. So this could work out well for Noah Syndergaard. I'm not going to say, like, don't draft him, but he just does feel like a Toby for me. Ken Waldichuk is trying to get the number 5 spot for the Athletics, and we kind of were assuming he would get it, but 3.1 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 1K, another game of a terrible K-to-walk ratio. I don't think he's going to get it. If I had to be a betting man, it's JP Sears. So we're going to see how he performs today. And if he does well, I think it's him. Kyle Muller is also in that conversation. There's also, I believe, Tarnock was the one that the Atlanta people liked. And he was involved in that deal with Muller. But should be JP Sears, I would think, at this point. Aaron Civale, 3 innings, 2 earned runs, 2. It's 1 walk and 5 Ks. Curveball's really good. I don't really have his pitch distribution, but I'm going to assume that there's a lot of curveballs and cutters in this one. Alex Cobb, 3 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. And he has a new slider, but he was hit by a comebacker, a live drive, and he was removed from the game. Seemed to be fine, but that's all I've got right now. Sorry for those who have drafted Mitch Haniger, by the way, with the oblique strain. That's obviously some terrible news there. This was crazy to me. I have two guys right now that is just like, what? Okay. First one is guy for the Dodgers who went 3 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, who could this be? It was a split squad because he had Syndergaard on the other one. Maybe it was like Justin May. Maybe it was Gonsolin. Maybe even like Gavin Stone. Maybe Michael Grove or Ryan Pepiot. No. It's Dylan Covey. What? He's a thing now? This is so strange. This is like Fast and I joke, like, who is it outside my top 300 is going to be the top 40 pitcher? It's Dylan Covey right now. I don't know. I mean, this is silly, but wild. I've been joking, or not really joking, but really thinking hard about who is the SP6 for the Dodgers, because I think they're going to get a lot of innings. Covey went 3 innings with 6 Ks. Not going to happen, but you know, understand that. It just shocked me. Another really interesting one, and I think this one actually might have legs. I've heard nobody talk about him. I mean, this is something that I, which is interesting to me, is I talk a lot about 12-teamers, right? And I'm so much about 12-teamers, but covering 12-teamers and all starting pitchers, I see the whole breadth of them, and there are many times I want to really talk about, like, AL-onlys, NL-onlys, and really mention these guys who, if they get opportunities, there's a chance, a higher chance than I think anyone really anticipates at the moment, because they're just like, I don't know who this guy is. And I think this is one of them. It's Cole Ragans, who was hitting apparently 97 earlier in camp. I don't have any velocity ratings from this one, but 3.2 innings, 2 earned runs, had a tough first inning, then settled down, one walk and 5 strikeouts. And look at the Rangers rotation. It's Jacob deGrom, John Gray, Andrew Heaney, Nathan Eovaldi, all of these guys with injury histories galore, and Martin Perez, who, as I already mentioned, had a great command or whatever. But Cole Ragans is going to start this year. He's throwing like 3 to 4 ticks harder. He was at 92 last year. And if you remember anything about how I've covered Cole Ragans in the past, I really like his precision. That is, he was really close to getting everything in the zone or ran along the edges. Was just a little bit too far out, but kind of looks like Cole Hamels and has that changeup and the whole thing. And I loved his approach. He's trying to elevate four seamers and trying to jam guys inside with cutters and then has a changeup down and away to right-handers. And it kind of works, guys. So Cole Ragans, that is a name I feel you're going to hear later on this year. Now, is it good for 12-teamers? Probably not. Like, very likely not. If you're in a best ball of some kind and you're like, it's the 50th round, give me somebody, Cole Ragans is the one that I'm going to go for. It's crazy, I know, but it's just, this is what I see. Okay, there are a lot of guys I actually haven't covered yet. I think I've gotten me through half of them. And we're going to talk about all of those after this break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
So there are some I don't really want to talk about. There's like Zach Davies, but it's important that I do because 2 innings, six earned runs, eight hits, one walk, two Ks. You're like, okay, whatever, Zach Davies. But if Zach Davies continues to do that and is removed from the rotation, you know what that means. Brandon Pfaadt, who I know did not have one good outing, but I imagine he'll have good ones, could enter the rotation sooner than expected, especially if Zach Davies is like this and maybe there's something wrong that does that. And he's out of the rotation completely. It's Brandon Pfaadt. So monitor that in that for that reason. Jose Suarez, three innings pitched, two earned runs, five hits, zero walks, and one strikeout. So something that I didn't really consider is that the Angels could be a five-man rotation. I found a quote from Ohtani's agent saying, like, yeah, I think he might be ready to do that. I went to Roster Resource, and they actually have the Angels as a five-man rotation. So maybe I've been completely wrong about this the entire preseason or offseason. Jose Suarez is inside of it, though. He should be the number five. I have Detmers as the four. And then, of course, you have Patrick Sandoval, Tyler Anderson, and Ohtani. Jose Suarez had a really nice second half. A lot of people were in on that. I'm not. I think he's just good against lefties. It's just a really good breaking ball and change up. But, like, he's just good against lefties with that breaking ball. So Jose Suarez, he should be the number five and everything. But all the talk I've had about, like, Griffin Canning and Chase Silseth and stuff, it's possible. I don't know what they're going to do with Ohtani, but it might be a five-man ultimately, which would then increase the value of, say, like, Sandoval and of Detmers and Ohtani, theoretically, because he's now going every 5 days. We'll see. Mike Clevinger and Blake Snell pitched. Clevinger had four strikeouts, 200 runs, 2.2 innings, four hits, zero walks. That's a very good line. Changeup was really good. Was throwing nice early breaking balls, free real estate and stuff. He looked good. And I might be overlooking Clevinger a little bit here. Blake Snell, four innings pitched, 200 runs, two hits, one walk, two Ks. I didn't love it. His command was a little bit all over the place. Blake Snell's one of those guys where it's just like, if it clicks, it clicks. And can we bang it clicking? I don't know. I was thinking about raising him up on Monday, and then I just kind of got more of the old same, like, you are not locked in with your command. You just are not there. I don't know. I keep going back and forth on this one. I'm going to probably say yes, because he's not throwing the changeup. And as long as he's not throwing the changeup, it's going to be a lot better than bad. And he's healthy right now. Okay. Eric Lauer, 2.1 innings, 5 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. Don't care. Eric Lauer is not locked in right now, so we move on. Chris Bubich, is he going to get the SP5 spot? Probably not. It's Brad Keller, two innings only, 0 runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 Ks. Josiah Gray did fine. 3.1 innings, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 4 Ks went against not Senga, essentially. I don't read into Josiah Gray. I really think he's just too susceptible to the long ball still. The fastball isn't good enough. Don't do that. Now, Chris Sale and Tyler Malley pitched. I do wonder if the gun was a little soft. I hope it was, because Malley was down to 92.7. We saw him at 94 earlier in camp, and now he's now down to 92.7, apparently. We want to see him at 94. 2.1 innings, 200 runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. If the velocity does not return to 94, it's telling me that the shoulder is still bothering him. Understand that. He was a little bit down in velocity last year because the shoulder was bothering him. The four-seamer is everything for Tyler Malley. So if Tyler Malley doesn't have that velocity and that good fastball, then he's not going to be a 200 potential strikeout guy, which means I would still be down on Tyler Malley. So I need to figure out what the velocity is for Malley. I'm going to be watching that very, very closely. Same with Chris Sale, three innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 0 walks, and 5 Ks. That looks great. His locations were really good. 7 out of 32 whiffs is really nice. That's essentially 20% swing strike rate. Wonderful. But he was 93.3. That's where he sat. Maybe the gun was slow. 95 mile per hour max, 91.4 min on the fastball is really bad. Now, again, if it's a softer gun, then he's at 95 sitting there, then everything is wonderful. And look, the results are great. It's spring training. So I don't know how to translate this yet. It's kind of a shrug, but at the same time, it's like Chris Sale's doing really well, and you just got to trust that. Yoan Oviedo, three innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. He was through 41 pitches. You guys know I'm kind of in on Oviedo. I think his slider's really good. He threw 61% of them in this one before 20% swing strike rate on them. Sat 95-96. He had better fastball command. I mean, I think he's... I don't know. If he gets out of the Pirates and someone has a fifth spot in a rotation, like, Oviedo could be something. But obviously, right now, we can't do anything. Domingo Germán, 2.1 innings, 200 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. Back down to 93 miles per hour in the fastball, not 94-95. However, the velo and the spin were still up on the curveball and then change up. So that's good. Domingo Germán is a better option to me than Clark Schmidt for the Yankees as SP number four right now with Rodon out. Or maybe he's not out, but I think Herman has the inside track at number five if Rodon is pitching like the first week into April or so. Chris Bassitt, 3 innings, 300 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks, and he's still down 1.5 ticks, not 3 or 4, but 1.5. But he's not throwing a lot of cutters or sliders, so it really did look like he was focusing on his sinker for the most part in this one. But yeah, I want to see more from the cutter and the slider. Flexen faced Urania, and I'm not going to cover that. It does not matter. Don't go for them. Flexen's obviously doing it too because you have like Luis Castillo in the WBC, and they need to have guys going out there. Fleming and Chirinos. So the Rays have an SP5 opening because of Tyler Glasnow. Fleming went 40 pitches. Chirinos went 30 pitches. So they're just going to finagle this. This is like a classic Rays opener, follower, whatever. I bet they miss Yarbrough a little bit now, but he cost money, so fine. And then Trevor Rogers, he's down 1.5 ticks, but had really good locations. 4 innings, 200 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. I'm not against going after Trevor Rogers, but I'm also not chasing it. I feel there's too much of a question mark of his redemption. It was really just 2021's first half where he was locked in. And it's possible he takes those steps forward and is really good. It's also not a winning ball club with Miami. He doesn't go like 6 innings plus. It just is a little too much needs to go right for him to be the guy you want to get in 12-teamers. So I'm not chasing it specifically, but I'd like to have him on my 15-teamers. We'll see. I'm going to be undecided about Trevor Rogers for a while, I'm sure, and I really hope he has a fantastic season. But all right, that is going to do for today. I think I'm just going to focus on yesterday's games. I don't really give you like the heads up of today because I'm just going to tell you everything that you need to know about it tomorrow. So that's how that's going to go. But that's it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock. Thank you so much for the ratings and reviews. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.